Wasted so much time on people who should've just been ignored. If I slow down now, I'll pump the brakes. What was it all for?
What was it all for?
What was it all for? I'ma make this shit count, though.
CFR Network, CFR News. Good day, good night, all. Got the sibling with me, way across the pond. Ta noon, what it do, sibling?
True peace, sibling. Same old thing, man. You know, I love it. Every time we come together, man, it's always a classic. I'm telling you, I'm still making history off of the last bill we did in December. I just keep going back and listening to our drum. I'm like, man, this is, I can't stop making pieces off of it. I can't stop it, man. So I'm just glad to be here.
Give thanks every time, and thanks for carving out some time in your in a schedule, you know, your busy schedule, mm-hmm. to have this sit down and to uncover yet another crazy cult. Eligio Bishop, aka Nature Boy. That's what he initially came out as, not using his governmental name. Then of late, he had this three god persona, where he introduced a transsexual male into the fold, and was professing this to be the new wave and the new woman, and this is what everyone needs to be getting involved with, is dealing with transsexual. I guess in today's world they call them transsexual women. So there's been plenty of evolution of this this character, who has been a plague not only on our community, but he's affected the Hispanic community, isn't it? Wasn't there that the young girl who was gonna what was the detail? Do you remember the young girl? She got arrested, and there was some kind of thing with her mother. Is this ringing bells?
The you talking about Up to Date, or you talking about Velvet?
No, not Velvet. No, not no. This wasn't one of the wives or nothing. This was someone who joins within a very short period of time. Obviously, must have given all the funds and all this. Let me see if I can find it on the old.
I know that I can't remember the one that left, and then that's the one that ended up getting him knocked.
Yes, that's Velvet. That's Velvet. But there was a prior case with I'm sure she was Latino, possibly maybe a European. But she had joined the cult.
you talking about the white girl from Canada?
Oh, is it? There was two, though. I'm sure there was two. Okay, it's the white girl from Canada. Yeah.
Her people's got her out of there. They pulled some strings, and they got her up out of there. She was gone, because they ended up doing some kind of interview, and it was like, I don't know, Dateline. It was some type of big media conglomerate interviewed them when I think he was in Costa Rica. And yes, he was talking and all that. A lot of his teachings, you'll see her, he'll have her like there, and he'll try to make this comparison of, we all the same, but we're original. And he was saying, you know, the white girl was like an archetype, but she wasn't from the original source. You know, it's all of them do the same thing. They take the pro-black narratives, whether it's from Noble Drew Ali, the Nation of Islam, Black Panthers, 5%, whatever, all that stuff in between, because all those groups after Garvey, they threw away, go back to Africa. It kept what they wanted, mutated it all the way up. And that's what all of these individuals, like, you know, Dr. York, Nature Boy, Polite, a lot of people that's in the House of Consciousness, they all use pro-blackness slash anti-whiteness.
Yeah.
And they'll break it up and just use a portion of it to fuel whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I said before. The house Negro and the field Negro narrative is still at play. And that the house Negro.
What about the guys that and the girls that claim that you are God?
I am God.
I believe I'm God.
Okay.
I do. I believe that I'm God. I believe we're God. I believe everything is connected. I believe that you're God. I believe that the way I treat you is how I treat God. I believe you don't treat God. We don't praise an invisible God. We praise each other. The way I treat you is how I treat God. I don't put God in my mind. I put God as you. And I love you as I love God. And my relationship with you is my relationship with God. We're God. We're all one. We're one earth, one source. We're all breathing the same air on this one rock. In the middle of nowhere, and flying into the dimensions of the abyss of darkness, we're all on this one rock together. And we got to get along. This is what I'm teaching. We can't keep fighting. The black people don't want to hear this. They don't. But I've been breaking through. I've been breaking. See that all that happened right now? That's going to be on the news. That's going to put my name on the news. And we're going to make you find the news. So I'm looking at this like, oh, cool, this is good. This is what I need. I need press to get people to listen to me. Because they keep treating me as a joke. I'm telling them mathematics of the universe. I'm saying, listen, we need to eat this food. We need to get this much sunlight. We need to get out of the hood, put the guns away. This is what we need to do. Because we keep ending up behind bars. So we have to let them tune the lane. And this is my message to people.
That is the defendant. In his police interview, who is this guy? What is this case? It's out of Georgia, and that is Eligio Bishop. Take a look. He is a leader of this group, Carbon Nation. Is it a religion? Is it a cult? I don't know. I guess the jury will answer that question at this trial. But he
came into the field, mastered what the field Negro was doing, and then dressed himself up as the new field Negro. But he still was in the house or wanted to be back in the house.
Yes.
And we've seen that with Polite and Young Pharaoh. Both of them came out, the white man is this, the white man is that. As soon as Polite got money, he was over there in California doing all kind of stuff. The black stuff went out the window.
Yes.
And Pharaoh did the same thing. As soon as he got money, he went right to Texas and just started dating all these women and throwing parties. And so this is house Negro behavior. You see what I'm saying? They don't care about not looking like the sellouts that they are. They all sold out. Even Charlamagne the God, if you go back a couple of years, when he was putting out his first book, he was saying around that time, I can't wait to sell out. He just kept saying that. Mm. So we have to pay attention that some of these house Negroes will tell you, you know, I can't wait to sell out. Same thing with Polite. He had a thing. He said, y'all said I sold out. I said, I cashed in. And he, you know, showed the money, him praying to the money.
Yep.
It's the same thing. But the reason why a lot of the people that watch them get fooled because of two reasons. One, because the crowd that knows what's going on speaks out against it, which is basically right versus wrong. Those who point it out are called haters, or we trying to start something. And the other group are those who are ignorant and they wish to be the same way, which means that inside of them, the climate been made to look like, you know, me going and trying to work and be in the house with the master, that's a glow up. See, they done reverse things. We trying to get off the plantation, but you can't because generation before us kept going against what Garvey said because of what the Moors did all the way down to these present day cult leaders. That's all people have to do. If you take away all of the stuff that they're saying, then look at the stuff that they're doing.
Yes.
It's always, I'm the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Or I'm Christ-like, and then they become Christ.
Yes.
Right? Give me your money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start having sex with the followers and abusing the followers. And after a while, some of them even leave the country that they're in.
Yes.
And take them there. These are the same things.
It's
Jim Jones did it.
Yes.
Waco, Texas did it. That's the problem is they don't look at the patterns, and then they try to say, oh, well, cult is another way to say culture.
Culture.
Regardless of how you play with the words, because they all do the same thing when it comes to that word culture.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, well, everything is a cult. The government is a cult. This isn't a cult. See, that shows you that all of them are following a bigger pattern of power that controls individuals and their systems,
yes,
down to the smallest thing. That's what I keep trying to reiterate in these conversations. Go ahead.
They've been given keys, lesser keys. Just use the terminology. Them folk use. They've been given the lesser keys of knowledge to suppress and grandize self amongst the local indigenous or original people. So they've been given this information, and the veneer is, yeah, man, I'm pro-black. The white man is the devil, the black man is God. And we hear that rhetoric initially, and for the 85ers, let's use that terminology, it's like, shit, I've never heard that before. This is powerful. Yeah, you know, I knew I was a little bit special. And they go along this journey, you know, thirsty for knowledge. You know, they start to worship the person rather than the information. And then they get a step further, and then they actually get, because they're in the physical space of the wilderness of North America, they will take their ass thousands of miles away to go and see this person talk. Then they're talking about, yeah, so, you know, it's been 3 years, guys, and, you know, we're doing a GoFundMe, and we're going to buy some land down in Georgia, and, you know, we're going to have a little commune so we can have families and we can get away from the government. And that may work for a couple of years or for a few months. And then they're like, let's go to Costa Rica. We're having too much problems. We're having too much run-ins with the law. You know, they won't leave us alone. Let's do something similar to, as you say, Jim Jones did, or John of God. Let's go to a South American, you know, country where they're a little bit lax, and I can pay people with the money and allow things to take place. And people get, because they've invested now, 3, 4, 5 years in this thing, they're in a cognitive dissonant state. They've also been manipulated and brainwashed to a point via this cult leader. So they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They're now like potty in the cult leader's hands. And it doesn't matter what the family says, because they're that entrenched into it. They're going to fight and brawl on beaches. They're going to rub his feet as a male. They're going to allow him to slap them in the face. Yeah. They're going to do all of the stuff because they've now been conditioned to this is the, he's the Messiah. He's the three gods. We're going to stand up like idiots and raise our fingers in that kind of, you know, okay kind of sign.
One of those women is an accuser and is an alleged victim and testified today. You will hear her testimony. You won't see her, and we won't say her name. But you can hear some of the allegations. And as you listen, as we listen, the question for this jury is going to be is, was she coerced? Was she forced? Was she trapped? Was she sexually assaulted? Let's listen.
Way before you come to Carbonation, there's rules. So, like, the rule is you have to get rid of all your stuff. You have to change your name. Those are non-negotiable. When you get there, you have to put all of your financial belongings into what we would call a pot, where we would pull resources from the group, and we would use these resources to feed ourselves, travel, etc. If you didn't give your documentation, you were like verbally abused and amongst the circle. Like they would make, you know, like have a meeting, we would call them meetings, kind of like what was going on right now, except if you were the victim, we would be like, why aren't you putting your money? Are you for it? Are you, you know, and then it would be like verbal abuse. And so that was the rule. Another rule was that we couldn't use the bathroom. We had to use the bathroom a certain way. At one point in time, and because things progressed, it didn't keep happening, but it actually was a rule for us not to wear shirts. Like women couldn't wear shirts at one point in time, so we started putting leaves on our nipples, you know, going live. and other things that I wouldn't consider quote unquote rules, but were non-negotiable things in the group, was that every woman had to have sex with Nature Boy, or have some type of sexual fantasy with him. And a lot of times when that would happen, it would be forced and non-consensual, because it was non-negotiable for anybody there. When I chose to be polygamous, we instantly was like monogamous. So when we were monogamous, he was doing the whole love bombing thing, like, I really love you, I really want to be with you, you make me so happy, I really see you as the only woman in my life, I want you to have my children, you know, everything a woman want to hear. So eventually, I got pregnant, and when I got pregnant, that's when the abuse started, and he really started getting abusive with me. And then later down the line, he had admitted to me that he couldn't wait to get me pregnant, and his goal was to get me pregnant so that he can do whatever he wants, so that I wouldn't leave him. So me getting pregnant was his way of trapping me.
I predicted Eligio being arrested when I was on my boy Remier on my YouTube. We did a live together back in, I think, by May 5th, 2022, I think, somewhere up in there. I put the right time, because I'm gonna chop this up.
Yes.
And I did videos breaking down the three guard thing. All of this goes back to what we call in Noon three ether. And when he was weighing the three on his side of his face, while Marsha Nupu, my wife, and Kwira Upu Nupu did videos breaking down the three gods, and that represented Osiris. Osiris, which is, yes, the god of the underworld, or the god of the spirit dead. We brought that in to show that this was a spiritual thing controlling him. And he was calling himself Osiris and all that stuff, while the rest of the people who was listening to him had no idea where he was talking about. And if you look at things prior to what he was teaching, he had nothing dealing with that. All of a sudden, he's three God.
Yes.
Watched a lot of his lives when he was down in Atlanta.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.